One of the apostles asked Jesus, "How often should I forgive?" And he said, 7 times. He thought he was showing off because the normal Hasidic count was 3 times you forgive someone and then you stop. This was what some of the rabbis of that day said. So he thought he was showing off by saying, I could forgive 7 times, double the amount. And Jesus says, no, 70 times 7, which means without end. You have to forgive always. This reminds me of a guy who came up to a drugstore and the guy was closing the door and the customer said, but your store, it says open 24 hours. And he said, yes, but not in a row. We like to set limits on forgiveness because we think forgiveness is a pardon. We think forgiveness is a commutation. We think forgiveness is saying that evil that was done is okay. Forget about it. No, that's not Christian forgiveness. Christian forgiveness realizes that evil is a parasite. It wants to put deep roots in your heart and in your life. I have often given an example of when a young parishioner came up to me with his elderly father. And the father was talking to me and saying, I will not forgive this person. They did me wrong. And thinking I could maybe bring peace, I said, well, why don't you call him? Maybe we could talk this over. And this elderly man said, oh, no, Father. He's been dead for 30 years. I go, you're mad at a corpse? How horrible does that sound? Because one of the evils of not forgiving people is thinking that you are free while you are becoming a slave to a rotten memory, to a horrible deed. That this evil, which is a parasite, is given life by us refusing to forgive. So it is good to remember the last sentence of today's parable. So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart. Forgiveness is me fighting for my freedom. Forgiving that same evil thing 1,000 times a day because it kept calling back to me, how could this person hurt me? How could they say this to me? Fight for your freedom. Refuse to forgive and give this parasite the death it deserves. Let it not participate in your life. One of the saints said, you will never be able to love someone properly if you hate anyone in your life. Because your heart is one vessel that cannot be broken up. You can't say, I hate and I love at the same time. You cannot serve two masters. You have to serve the Lord. And on the cross, the very first word that Jesus said was, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. So forgiveness is not a moment. It's not a word or a sentence. It is a process and it is a struggle. It is your emancipation proclamation in the spiritual life where you forgive early and you forgive often and you say there are no limits to forgiveness because there are no limits to my freedom. I deserve to be a person who lives their life without someone else's garbage. And when you refuse to forgive and let those evil thoughts find a harbor in your heart, you are saying, I am giving up my time and my freedom to something that has hurt me because I think vengeance will ease my pain. And it's counterintuitive. Forgiveness is the only thing that eases the pain. And the final thought is this. Today's parable says none of us will be hurt by anyone. As much as we hurt our God, as much as we owe Him, but He is willing to forgive everything. If we are willing to accept His forgiveness, and how do we express our willingness to accept His forgiveness? Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. If you are unwilling to do that, you are unwilling to be forgiven. Slava Isusu Hristu!